The Earth's atmosphere was formed over billions of years through a combination of different processes. The early Earth's atmosphere was primarily composed of gases released during volcanic activity, which included water vapor, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, and methane. The Earth's early atmosphere did not contain any oxygen, as it was not produced until much later by photosynthetic organisms. Over time, the Earth's atmosphere evolved as a result of several key factors. One of these was the emergence of photosynthetic organisms, which began producing oxygen through the process of photosynthesis. This oxygen began to accumulate in the atmosphere and allowed for the development of more complex life forms. Another key factor was the Earth's magnetic field, which protects the atmosphere from the solar wind and helps to prevent the loss of atmospheric gases to space. Additionally, the Earth's atmosphere has been shaped by geological and meteorological processes, including volcanic activity, weathering, and the cycling of water and carbon through the biosphere, geosphere, and atmosphere. Overall, the Earth's atmosphere is the product of complex interactions between physical, chemical, and biological processes that have occurred over billions of years, and it continues to evolve and change to this day.
Hey there! You're listening to the Solved Mystery Podcast. If you're looking for an exciting opportunity to explore new, mind-expanding ideas and to delve into thought-provoking theories on really complex and provocative questions, you've come to the right place. Twice each week, the Solved Mystery Podcast brings you a structured, science-based deep dive into an intriguing topic, accompanied by some of the most interesting thinkers around. And now your host, Dawn Beavers.
The Earth's atmosphere is typically divided into five main layers, each with its own characteristics and properties. Starting from the Earth's surface and moving upwards, these layers are the troposphere. This is the lowest layer of the Earth's atmosphere, extending up to about 7 to 20 kilometers, 4 to 12 miles, above the Earth's surface. This is where weather occurs, and where most of the Earth's air mass is located. The temperature in this layer generally decreases with increasing altitude. The stratosphere. Above the troposphere lies the stratosphere, which extends from about 20 to 50 kilometers, 12 to 31 miles, above the Earth's surface. This layer contains the ozone layer, which absorbs much of the sun's ultraviolet radiation. The temperature in this layer generally increases with increasing altitude. The mesosphere is located above the stratosphere and extends from about 50 to 85 kilometers, 31 to 53 miles, above the Earth's surface. This layer is characterized by very low temperatures and is where meteors burn up upon entering the Earth's atmosphere. The thermosphere is located above the mesosphere and extends from about 85 to 600 kilometers, 53 to 373 miles, above the Earth's surface. This is where the Earth's auroras occur, and the temperature in this layer can reach up to 2,000 degrees Celsius, 3,632 degrees Fahrenheit. The exosphere is the outermost layer of the Earth's atmosphere, extending from about 600 kilometers, 373 miles, to the edge of space. This is where the Earth's atmosphere gradually fades into space, and it contains very few gas molecules. Bacteria played an important role in shaping the Earth's atmosphere, but they did not create it. The early Earth's atmosphere was primarily composed of gases released during volcanic activity, including water vapor, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, and methane. The atmosphere did not contain any oxygen until much later, when photosynthetic organisms such as cyanobacteria began to produce it. Cyanobacteria were among the first organisms on Earth to develop the ability to use sunlight to produce energy through the process of photosynthesis. This process involves converting carbon dioxide and water into oxygen and organic compounds, which help to increase the oxygen content of the Earth's atmosphere over time. Over the course of millions of years, the oxygen produced by photosynthetic organisms accumulated in the atmosphere, which created the conditions for the development of more complex life forms. The rise of oxygen also had a significant impact on the Earth's geology, helping to form the ozone layer and reducing the amount of methane in the atmosphere. The troposphere is the lowest layer of the Earth's atmosphere, extending from the surface up to an average height of around 7 to 18 kilometers, 4 to 11 miles, It is the layer of the atmosphere that we live in and where weather occurs. The troposphere is primarily composed of nitrogen, about 78%, and oxygen, about 21%, along with trace amounts of other gases such as water vapor, carbon dioxide, and argon. The amount of water vapor present in the troposphere varies depending on the location and time of year, and it is a key component in the formation of clouds and precipitation. The exact age of the troposphere is difficult to determine, as the Earth's atmosphere has been evolving over billions of years. However, the current composition and structure of the troposphere have been shaped by a variety of processes over the past few hundred million years. The troposphere is where the formation of clouds, precipitation, and storms takes place. The temperature and pressure gradients within the troposphere drive atmospheric circulation patterns, which help to distribute heat and moisture around the Earth. The troposphere is also the layer of the atmosphere that we breathe, and it provides a protective barrier against some of the harmful radiation from the sun. One of the most significant recent changes is the increase in atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide and methane, which are largely the result of human activities like burning fossil fuels and deforestation. These greenhouse gases trap heat in the Earth's atmosphere, causing global temperatures to rise and leading to changes in weather patterns, sea level rise, and other impacts. Another key way in which the troposphere is changing is through natural processes, such as El Niño events, volcanic eruptions, and other factors that can affect atmospheric circulation patterns and alter weather patterns around the world. The stratosphere is the layer of the Earth's atmosphere that lies above the troposphere. It is separated from the troposphere by the tropopause, a thin layer of atmosphere where the temperature stops decreasing with height. The stratosphere is primarily composed of molecules of oxygen, ozone, and nitrogen, with trace amounts of other gases like water vapor, carbon dioxide, and methane. The stratosphere is also home to the ozone layer, which is a layer of ozone gas that helps to protect life on Earth by absorbing harmful ultraviolet radiation from the sun. The stratosphere is relatively stable and dry, with little convection or mixing of air between different regions. It is also characterized by a temperature inversion, where the temperature increases with height, due to the absorption of ultraviolet radiation by ozone. The stratosphere is important for a number of reasons. It plays a critical role in regulating the Earth's temperature. The ozone layer in the stratosphere also protects life on Earth from the harmful effects of ultraviolet radiation, which can cause skin cancer, cataracts, and other health problems in humans and other animals. The stratosphere is also important for air travel, as commercial airplanes typically fly at altitudes between 10 and 13 kilometers, 6 to 8 miles, in order to take advantage of the stable, dry conditions in the stratosphere. The mesosphere is the third layer of the Earth's atmosphere, located above the stratosphere and below the thermosphere. The mesosphere is primarily composed of molecules of nitrogen and oxygen, with trace amounts of other gases like carbon dioxide and water vapor. It is characterized by very low air pressure and temperatures that decrease with increasing altitude, with the coldest temperatures in the entire atmosphere occurring at the top of the mesosphere. One of the most notable features of the mesosphere is the presence of noctilucent clouds, which are thin, glowing clouds that form at high altitudes and are visible from the ground just after sunset or just before sunrise. The formation of noctilucent clouds is thought to be related to the presence of ice particles and the extremely low temperatures in the mesosphere. The mesosphere is also important for its role in protecting the Earth from meteoroids, which are small fragments of rock and debris that enter the Earth's atmosphere from space. When meteoroids collide with the mesosphere, they heat up and are vaporized, creating streaks of light known as meteors or shooting stars. The thermosphere is the fourth layer of the Earth's atmosphere, located above the mesosphere. The thermosphere is primarily composed of atomic oxygen, atomic nitrogen, and molecular oxygen, with trace amounts of other gases like hydrogen, helium, and carbon dioxide. The density of gas molecules in the thermosphere is extremely low, and the temperatures are very high, reaching up to 1,500 degrees Celsius, 2,732 degrees Fahrenheit, due to the absorption of high-energy solar radiation. The thermosphere is important for a number of reasons. It is the location of the ionosphere, a region of the atmosphere that is ionized by solar radiation and is responsible for reflecting radio waves back to Earth. This property of the ionosphere makes it critical for communication and navigation systems like radio, television, and GPS. The thermosphere is also important for its role in protecting the Earth from high-energy particles from space. The gas molecules in the thermosphere absorb and scatter much of this radiation, preventing it from reaching the Earth's surface. The exact size of the thermosphere can vary, depending on a variety of factors, including the amount of solar activity and the time of day. At times of high solar activity, the thermosphere can expand and contract significantly, and at night it can contract to lower altitudes due to the lack of solar radiation. The exosphere is the outermost layer of the Earth's atmosphere, located above the thermosphere and extending to the edge of space where it merges with the interplanetary medium. It is the least dense and most tenuous part of the atmosphere, with extremely low pressure and density. The exosphere is primarily composed of hydrogen and helium gas, which are the lightest elements and are able to escape the Earth's gravitational pull due to their high velocity and energy. The exosphere also contains small amounts of other gases, including oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen. The size of the exosphere is difficult to define, as its density decreases gradually with increasing altitude until it merges with the interplanetary medium. However, it is generally considered to extend to around 10,000 kilometers, 6,200 miles, above the Earth's surface. The exosphere is important. It is the region of the atmosphere where satellites and other man-made objects in orbit around the Earth are located, and it plays a critical role in space exploration and communication. The exosphere also serves as a buffer between the Earth's atmosphere and the harsh space environment, protecting the planet from the impact of solar radiation and other high-energy particles. In addition, the exosphere is an important area of study for scientists, as it provides insights into the behavior of gases in low-pressure environments and the dynamics of the Earth's upper atmosphere. Researchers are also interested in studying the exosphere in order to better understand the processes of atmospheric escape and the evolution of the Earth's atmosphere over time. We talked earlier about the ozone layer, and that is of great importance and worth delving into. A wide range of people use sunscreens and sunblock, along with other sun protection measures, as an important part of the sun protection strategy. We all know the recognized health benefits of protecting the skin from harmful sun rays, sunburn, early skin aging, and other risks of overexposure to the sun, but even the most comprehensive sun protection strategy wouldn't be enough to keep us alive without the presence of Earth's natural sunscreen. Yes, our Earth's very own solar shield, the ozone layer. The depletion of the ozone layer could bring about a major health crisis. In humans, overexposure to ultraviolet light is related to skin cancer, malignant melanoma development, and cataracts. In plants, it impacts the physiological and developmental processes, leading to implications for plant competitive balance, plant diseases, and biogeochemical cycles. Phytoplankton, the foundation of aquatic food webs, would be affected in both orientation and motility, resulting in reduced survival rates and net productivity. Small increases in UVB exposure could result in population reductions for small marine organisms, with implications for the whole marine food chain. What is ozone? What purpose does it serve? Oxygen, as we all know, is necessary for the survival of all life on Earth. In the stratosphere, the molecular oxygen, or O2, naturally interacts with solar UV radiation and forms ozone, having three atoms in its molecule and symbolized O3. This colorless gas found in the Earth's atmosphere is our natural shield that blocks harmful radiations from reaching the Earth's surface. Beginning in the 1970s, however, scientific evidence showed that the ozone shield was being depleted beyond natural processes. In 1974, American chemists F. Sherwood Rowland and Mario Molina, along with Dutch chemist Paul Crutzen, theorized that chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, exposed to solar radiation in the stratosphere, have the ability to destroy the ozone layer. In 1984, a recurring springtime ozone hole over the Antarctic was discovered by British scientists Joseph Farman, Brian Gardner, and Jonathan Shanklin. the main culprits behind the depletion of ozone turn out to be CFCs. The substances once regarded as the hero of refrigeration turns out to be the villain of the ozone layer crisis. According to the EPA, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, one atom of chlorine can destroy more than 100,000 ozone molecules before it gets removed from the stratosphere. As a result, ozone can be destroyed more quickly than it is naturally formed. This raised severe concerns, and to curb such ozone-depleting substances, ODSS, countries around the world signed the Montreal Protocol on September 16, 1987. Despite the protocol being signed, the Antarctic hole grew for decades. However, the first signs of recovery in the ozone layer appeared in 2018. Scientists believe that the ozone layer will eventually recover. According to the treaty, the ozone is expected to return to pre-1980 values by the year 2030 over the Arctic and 2060 over Antarctica. It is believed that the reduced amount of ODS in the atmosphere will have averted millions of cases of skin cancer and millions of cases of cataracts by the end of the century. Although the protocol has been violated many times and the illegal trade of ODCs has continued since its inception, the agreement greatly helped in containing the issue, which will certainly lead to the complete recovery of the ozone hole.
Thank you for listening to the Solved Mystery Podcast with your host, Dawn Beavers. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, and most other platforms to get notified of all future episodes. For additional resources, or to listen to past episodes, or to appear on our show, please visit our website, solvedmystery.com. Our goal is to expand your knowledge every time you tune in. If you love the content we are sharing with you, please give us a review or a shout out on your social media. We always love hearing from you.